a kashe banka din ko الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. And now we're going to talk about mercy and compassion, a recipe for national security and avoiding insecurity. First, what is security before going to the other part of it? Security is the absence of fear. This is my way of defining security. Absence of fear. Absence of desperation. Absence of something intimidating your way of life. Security is a priceless commodity. If a nation loses security, then that country is done for. That is why any government that cannot provide five things is not good government. It's no longer, as they call it, democratic. It becomes aristocratic. So for any nation to make any headway, five things to six, or even eight should be provided. Eight things should be provided. Number one on the list is security. Number two, food security. You have security, generally, and that is food. And number three, good education. Good and quality education. Number four, job opportunities, especially for the graduates. And number five, healthcare delivery system. Number six, good, pure, and drinkable water, because water is life. And number seven, good roads. Unlike what you have to say in Nigeria, some of our roads are just like death traps. And number eight, unepileptic power supply. These eight things are the commodities that each and every government should hold important in providing to any given nation. Now, let's come back. Can we confidently say we are secure today? Armed banditry, kidnapping, ritual money making, okay? Vandalizing pipelines across the nation. These things does not, you know, augur well for the development of our nation called Nigeria. This giant, this super giant black under the sun. Now, I have, after saying this briefly, that security is important, before going to the first part of it, that is to say what mercy and compassion as a recipe for security in our nation. Before going to that, now, can somebody tell me a Nigerian can travel from the far north, let's say from Banki at the border of Cameroon or Chad to semi border in Lagos, our border with Benin Republic. Okay? And somebody from Kano traveling to say Kongwalan in Kaduna, our border with Niger, going to Abubra or Ogoja, our borders with some countries over there. Can Nigerians today travel this angle today confidently in peace and stability without any trouble? I know your answer will tell me no. Why? Because of the absence of mercy, lack of compassion. Because we become at one another's throats. So how can our nation make a breakthrough? So I am saying mercy and compassion are very important. In Islam, the first thing you read is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. You can imagine. And we as Muslims repeat this qualities of Allah 17 times a day. You pray behind an imam. The imam says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman means the compassionate, the merciful. You as a Muslim, you repeat this 17 times a day, at least. How? So then, yeah, because Subhi prayer has two rakats, and they contain these two qualities, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Two. Zuhr, the second prayer, has how many rakats? Four units. 2 plus 4, 6. Then you go to Asr, how many rakat or units? 4, 6, 4, 10. They all contain Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maghrib, the fourth on the day, has only 3 units. 10 plus 3, you have 13. And then plus 4 again of Isha, that is 17 rakat units on a daily basis. We keep on maintaining Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Then where is the peace amongst us? I'm talking about the Muslims. What is the mercy? Today, compassion is almost zero. We read the Quran, we don't practice it. Take a good example. The skyrocketing cases of essential commodities. Now Ramadan is approaching. There are some people, you know, just buying huge amounts of sugar to hold it. Because Ramadan is approaching. Where is the peace? Where is, you expect government to come and tell you this? You are the government of yourself. There are some people who take interest in causing unnecessary scarcity of fuel just to make money because of heartlessness and the government in action. Again, there are combinations of my rights of a lot of difficulty. And again, lack of mercy can cause people to go, you know, acting negatively. Take, for example, some of the narrative pushed that some of the Fulanis, as a good example, have been pushed out of their own places or, you know, wearing the animals. Some were chased. Their people taken away, booted out of their houses, killed. So for that, some, out of their own lack of understanding, went out to just wreak havoc on innocent people. Because of the negative behavior made against them, this precipitated what is happening. Because to every action, there is reaction. So really, I just give you one example. Although there are a lot of people in Nigeria that have been wronged, cheated. They have been dispossessed. Their environment just polluted by a few people. Now, if we want things to go the way they should be going, there should be peace and compassion. Be your brother's keeper. In Islam, there is hadith, Man la yirham, la yirham. He who does not show mercy will never receive mercy of Allah. That is a good statement. Take it again. Man la yirhamu, la yirhamu. He that does not show mercy will never ever receive Allah's mercy. Because for every action, there is reaction. So we are suggesting through this important medium that there should be mercy in the minds of the president, the legislature, members of the house, lawmakers, the governors, the ministers, the tradesmen, the teachers, the ulama, the sheikh, the alfaz, all and sundry. There should be mercy. There should be mercy within the matrimonial home. The father should be merciful to his own wife. Let him come back home early. Let him use nice words to his wife. My darling, how are you? Where is the food you have cooked for me? Let him take just one part of the food and put it in her mouth as a mark of what togetherness. Let him eat together with his own teeth. If somebody dies, let him revisit to just go there to show solidarity, comfort the bereaved family. These are manifestative features of what you call mercy. Man la yarham, la yurham. He that does not show mercy will never receive mercy. Insecurity today in Nigeria has become something widespread because of lack of mercy. Some of the security agents, some are blamed for lackadaisical behavior, some of them, because of materialism, looking for money. So that desire to get money supersedes what should be the inner part of their mind, that is, they should be merciful. But because they want to get money out of what they do, some, I'm not saying all, some. So for that, some, we are seeing what is happening to them. But there are those that are very good, very alert, very, 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 very determined, with stamina to do the job. So those among the bad egg, the government should fish them out, because the life of the people in Nigeria are more important, those lives, than their narrow-mindedness. This can only be achieved if we go back to the meaning of mercy and compassion. Islam teaches us to be merciful. Whether you are a Muslim, non-Muslim, show mercy even to whoever. Even show mercy even to an animal. Do you know, a woman was granted paradise, a man was given paradise because of a dog. He gave water to the dog. And a lady was sent to hellfire for showing cruelty to a cat. To tell you, mercy is something to be done regardless of one's creed, nationality, geography, ethnicity, even class. This should send a message to all of us, asking Allah the Almighty to be merciful on us, to give us ability, wherewithal, the capacity to maintain this attitude of mercy and compassion. What is important even? The month of mercy is approaching. Ramadan, the month of mercy, the month of compassion, the month of spending, generous spending, the month of Qiyam al-Layl, standing to pray, the month of fasting, total subordination to Allah the Almighty. That is why I am calling all, bring down the prices of God. Please, as Muslims especially, do something important. If you do it, you will receive mercy. If you don't, you stand the risk of being denied the mercy from the Almighty. Wallahu ta'ala a'alam wa bihi tawfiq. This marks the end of this segment, this episode. We meet subsequently, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala.